Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Parmita, from Bayona Bangta. Today's episode is about try dance and movement therapy. Dance and movement therapy is defined as the psychotherapeutic use of movement to promote emotional, social, cognitive, and physical integration of the individual for the purpose of improving health and well-being. It emerged as a field in the 1940s as early innovators, many of whom were accomplished dancers, began to realize the benefits of using dance and movement as a form of psychotherapy. It is a holistic approach to healing based on the empirically supported assertion that mind, body, and spirit are inseparable and interconnected. Changes in the body reflect changes in the mind and vice versa. Body movement in and of itself is known to have a multitude of benefits, including reducing perceived stress, lowering inflammation in the body, and even promoting brain health. In fact, researchers understand that the majority of our daily communication is nonverbal, and traumatic memories are encoded or stored in nonverbal parts of the brain. We also know that stress and trauma live in the body, so it makes sense that through guided practices, movement can be leveraged to tell stories, embody and release emotions, and help people move forward. Research shows that dance and movement therapy can build up people's sense of self-worth, improve their ability to regulate their emotions and reactions, and empower them to overcome obstacles. Perhaps the most promising evidence for dance and movement therapy isn't what the eyes cannot see. However, it is what the eyes can see. Individuals releasing their streamers, their negative emotions and memories, waving goodbye to them and looking ahead to a new day. Well, that's it for today, everyone. Ta-ta!